गीता जयंती की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज फॉर दिस इवनिंग भगवद्गीता क्लास। सो टुडे वी आर गिविंग अ ब्रीफ आउटलाइन ऑन ऑल 18 चैप्टर्स। सो देर आर 700 वर्सेस, आई कांट मेक जस्टिस इन जस्ट 50 मिनट्स। सो नाउ सर्टन दिस थिंग्स पॉइंट्स विल बी शोइंग हियर विच विल बी वेरी इजी फॉर यू टू रिमेंबर भगवद्गीता। सो नाउ कैन एनी वन गेस वॉट इज 1881? कैन एनी वन गेस? हाँ, ग्रेट। सो ऑल ऑफ यू आर लिटिल फेमिलर। सो देर आर 81 टॉपिक्स, गुड। सो नाउ इन गीता महात्म्य शंकराचार्य ही ग्लोरीफाइज अबाउट भगवद्गीता द इम्पोर्टेंस। गीता सु गीता कर्तव्य किम अन्य शास्त्र विस्तार है, यह स्वयं पद्म महानवस्य मुखत पद्मात विनिश्चितः। बिकॉज भगवद्गीता इज स्पोकन बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, वन नीड नॉट रीड एनी अदर वैदिक लिटरेचर। वन नीड ओनली अटेंटिवली एंड रेगुलरली हियर एंड रीड भगवद्गीता। इन द प्रेजेंट एज पीपल आर सो मच सो एब्जॉर्ब्ड इन मुंडेन एक्टिविटीज दैट इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर देम टू रीड ऑल द वैदिक लिटरेचर्स। But this is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures, and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, also further towards the end, he mentions that let there be one scripture, one God, one religion, like that. So, we should know Bhagavad Gita. There are, all of you know, 18 chapters. These are the titles which are given by Prabhupada. So further in each chapter we'll be giving our acharyas what type of title they have given, especially Baldev Vidyabhushan and Vishna Chakravarti Thakur. So these 18 chapters total Bhagavad Gita. So now Bhagavad Gita has 16 themes. Actually there are 14. There are two. And in two, especially bhakti and ananya bhakti, these are two these things, and knowledge and how to receive knowledge. So now we'll just read about, but we are not going in depth in each topic about this. So the first topic is soul and transmigration. Further we come about the characteristics of a self-realized person. Then three, it is divided into two parts, level of knowledge, levels of knowledge and how to receive knowledge. Then mind and sense control. Then fifth is yoga process. And fifth B is renunciation of work versus work in devotion. Then sixth is level of God realization. Then seventh is defeating impersonalism. Eighth is demigod worship. Then ninth is devotees and non-devotees. Tenth is the relationship of Ishvara Jiva Prakriti. 10th B is the modes of material nature. Then 11th is Varnashram Dharma. Then 12th is Bhakti and Ananya Bhakti. So these are the total 16 themes. So now spirit of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada quotes in his introduction. So the spirit of Bhagavad Gita is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita itself. It is just like this. If one wants to take a particular medicine, then we have to follow the direction written on the label. We cannot take the medicine according to our own whims or the direction of a friend. It must be taken according to the directions of the label or the directions given by a physician. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita should be taken or accepted as it is directed by the speaker himself. The speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Lord Krishna. He is mentioned in every page of Bhagavad Gita as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all of you know, in the world today there are 1000 plus authors are there. And especially in India also there are many Mayavadis and others. And they give their own initiative or direction how to go through Gita. So what Krishna explains that Gita should be understood in a disciplic manner. Eom parampara praptam. So often time you find people, they say, I also have commented on Gita. But they can't tell who gave them the right. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, this is to be understood in a disciplic succession. It is very essential. So now what we see, Bhagavad Gita, all the 700 verses, they are given in a capsule form. But so if we want to know it in depth knowledge, so the mundaners, they can't explain. Like one time I met one person, so he told that he read as many as 60 Gitas, and when he read Prabhupada Gita, he said this is the real Gita. So because often time we used to do marathon, so one time I met one person in Maharashtra, he told this is my 65th Gita. And he said, yes, I found the real Gita. So there are people in the world who are going through, and because Krishna is seated as a Paramatma, he is guiding them. So now, as Bhagavad Gita is called Guhya Gyan, it is a secret knowledge. Now it is divided into 5 levels, if we try to understand through the commentaries of our acharyas. So what we see, Bhagavad Gita, there are 5 levels of instructions in Bhagavad Gita. So the first level is a general instruction. So when we take initiation, what is the general instruction? 4 regulatory principle and 16 rounds. That is the general instruction. So Bhagavad Gita, the first Krishna gives a general instructions for everyone. After this, Guhya, little secret. Then after that it comes little more secret. It is called Guhyatara. Then more secret, Guhyatama. Most secret, then finally Sarva Guhyatama, the most secret of all secrets. These instructions are not given in explained form, in an expanded form. So only when we go through our acharyas and how they are explaining about what is the meaning of each word, so then only we can understand, because it is in the sutra form. Sutra means, like Prabhupada gives the example of a cloth. So when you see a cloth, you can't see the threads because it is in the form of a cloth. So sutra means, in Sanskrit, sutra means thread. So similarly, the verses of Bhagavad Gita, the mundane people, they can't explain exactly. So in Bhagavad Gita, there are total 237 names of different personalities. So Krishna's name comes 55 times. Different names. Krishna is addressed by Sanjaya and Arjuna, and Krishna's total, it has come for 152 times, and Arjuna is being addressed by Sanjaya as well as Krishna himself. 25 names of Arjuna's are there. Now they are totaled 186, and there are 105 personalities names are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. There are 23 groups about the war, then 6 councils, 5 locations, 7 weapons names are there, then 6 phenomena, natural phenomena, then 4 miscellaneous and 6 texts. So all total it comes 237 altogether. So now this is a complete outline here. 18 chapters, it is divided into 3 parts. First part is called Karma Yoga. The middle part is like Bhakti Yoga, and third part we call Jnana Yoga. So when you go for a sandwich is covered by 2 pieces of bread. What is the essence in that sandwich? The middle portion, not the bread. The bread, they are just holding that sandwich, isn't it? So the essential part of the sandwich is what is inside. The potato, what butter, tomato, cucumber, whatever it is there. So that is the essence. So similarly, what we see, the middle 6 chapters, 7 to 12, these are the Bhakti Yoga, in which Krishna explains that Ananya Bhakti. Then last comes Jnana, that is from 13 to 18. So now what we see, there are 700 verses, as we came before, 81. These are the subtopics. So now these 5 topics, what we see, Ishwara, that is the Supreme Lord, He is the cause of all causes. He is the controller. And he is seated in everyone's heart. And from him everything is manifest. Then Jiva. So we are seated in the chariot. And our five senses, they are pulling us. The body is compared to a chariot. And the soul is a passenger. And the mind is the driver. This way that analogy is given. So the Jiva, because of, Prabhupada explains, because of our various desires in the material world, this 84 lakh species are created because of our unlimited desires. So that is what Prabhupada explains. Then comes Prakriti, material nature. So the complete material nature is covered by three modes of natures, goodness, passion and ignorance. So the complete universe is pervaded by these three modes, from top to bottom. And all the 84 lakh species, they are controlled in one sense in the material nature by this Prakriti. Then comes Kala, time. So time is the energy of the Lord. And in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that the time is created by the Lord for the living entities, those who want to enjoy this material nature. Just for them to enjoy in the material nature, and the material, this thing can go on, phenomena can go on. The reason is given why the time is created. And in material world, what we see practically, many countries, they respect time very much, especially Japan, Germany. And time they don't understand, it is the energy of the Lord. And there are lot many time experts, they have given so many, written so many books on time. And many philosophers, they have decried time. And there are many big novels written on time. But no one can buy time. So we should know, Krishna explains that I am time, Kala. Then comes ultimately karma. So this karma, as per our understanding, there are three kinds of karma. Karma, vikarma and akarma. Also there are some more subcategories. So karma, it applies only to human beings, not to other species of life. And it is mentioned that demigods, they don't generate karma. They just enjoy the, especially. But those who are in the material world, as we human beings, so we generate karma, good karma, bad karma. And if we do devotional service, it is called a karma. So these are the five topics of Bhagavad Gita. So now, as per the 700 verses goes, so Lord Krishna has spoken 576 verses, Arjuna 84 verses, and one Sanjaya how much? 39. And Dhritarashtra is like beginning man, what they call cricket, open batsman, with the first verse, and in the last verse he comes to know what will be the result. So this is the first division of Bhagavad Gita. What we see, first, second and third part. So now this is the first part, is called Karma Yoga. So now first chapter, it has 46 verses observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Then second chapter, contents of Gita summarized. Third chapter, there are 43 verses, Karma Yoga, it is entitled. And fourth chapter has 42 verses, Transcendental Knowledge. Then fifth chapter, it has 29 verses, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Then we come to sixth chapter, that is called Dhyana Yoga. There are 47 verses. So this way, this is the first part. Now we'll go through each chapter, just outline, because today we are not going in depth. So here what we see, observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it is called Sainya Darshan. Balde Vidya Bhushan, Vishna Chakravarti Thakur, they have given similar this thing. So here what we see, this chapter is divided, subdivided into four parts. So the first part is like 1 to 13, preparations for war. So you can just now meditate in the mind, what is happening through Bhagavad Gita, first chapter until the last verse, 46 verse. So we will not go each detail. So then from 14 to 20, signs of victory. How Krishna, he blows his conch shell, then the Pandavas, what will be the reaction on the Kaurava party that way. Then Krishna as a Bhakta Vassal. So Krishna is the protector of the devotees. Then ultimately Arjuna's doubts. Arjuna, anyone knows how many doubts Arjuna put to Krishna that he will not fight war? How many reasons he put?
Five.
Yeah, five. Maybe yours, maybe six. So this way, this is like just outline of first chapter, what we see. But we are not going in depth because some chapters, some verses which are very key verses will go little in depth. So now this is the second chapter, what we see. So it has 72 verses. And in the first part, Arjuna's further doubts and ultimately Arjuna surrenders. And Krishna explains the qualities of the soul, transmigration of soul, what you see here. So what is happening? Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, janani jatre shayanam. There is a saying that we are born again and again. Now here, this picture, what you see, in this, what we see, this is happening. Our body is undergoing six changes. Dehinosmin yatha dehe, kaumaram yavanam jara, tatha dehantra praptir, dhirastatra namuhyati. So in one sense, medical science, what it explains, that our body, every 7 years, our body is changing. All the cells in our body, they are changing every 7 years. This is medical science explains. Every 7 years, we are a new person. And this way, our life comes to an end. There is one nice saying in South America that one person, he was in the hospital and he was about to die. And he told the doctor that I forgot to leave. I didn't understand how my life went away. So what he was telling, in my childhood, I was dying to go to the school. Then I was dying to go to college. Then I was dying to take a degree. Then I was dying to get a job. Then I was dying to get married. Then I was dying to procreate children. Then I was dying to retire. Now I am really dying. But some way I forgot how to live a good life. So recently in the internet, there was one message. So many people, they are questioned. Many people, they die untimely death. And because of today's world, we have cancer as a boon and some terminal diseases. So these people, they are being interviewed. How do you think, how do you feel? Because you are going to die within few days, few months like that. So many big people, they are being interviewed. So among the six, the things what they are, and I told many things about their life. So many people, they say, I could have lived a good life. If I could have lived a good life, maybe I could have lived 20 years more. I could have more socialized. I could have given more time to my health, my family. So these are all regrets of the people. Those people who are dying untimely. And material world, it is seen, 90% of the people, they die all of a sudden. All of a sudden in the sense, without any intimation, especially in today's world. In the olden time, at least it could have been predicted that such and such person is dying. And today, because of technology, what we see, so there is a saying that last 20,000 years, the number of people, what they have died in a war and other things, more than that number of people have died in just last 100 years, only due to accident and war, mostly accident, what we see today, material world, every day, so many accidents, highways. So now, we come to here, in the end, Krishna explains that how we can become situated. Sitapragna, how we can become Sitapragna. And Krishna explains that Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa, how our mind is being carried away and how we fall into this material world again and again because of our unsteady mind. So third chapter is called Karma Yoga, and Prabhupada also has given that same title. So this is again divided into four parts. So renunciation of work or work in devotion. Arjuna's query. Arjuna has a question. What is better? So then Krishna explains from Karma Kanda to Karma Yoga. How you can gradually, one can elevate oneself. Then further Krishna explains Karma Yoga, performing detached work to set examples. Krishna explains, Yadid Achrita Sreshtas Tattat Evetaro Jana. Also Krishna explains how he is above karma. And what we see, this karma, it is very difficult to understand. Gahana Gati, Krishna explains, Kim karma, kim akarmeti, kavayavetra mohita. So material world, what we see, that very few number of people, what their understanding is this, yes, why do bad things happen to good people? But they seldom never understand what wrong they did. Because karma, ultimately it is going to act. And we may not remember. Like in Bhagavad Gita, in the Mahabharata it is mentioned, after the Mahabharata war, Dhritarashtra, he asked Lord Krishna, how come that my 100 sons, they died before me? So in the scripture it is mentioned that if your children, they die before you, that means you must have done a very ghastly, very bad karma, ugra karma, ghor karma. So Dhritarashtra wanted to know why his 100 sons, they died before him. So he asked Krishna this question, and Krishna, he told, Krishna is called Trikal Darshi, Trikala Satya. So Krishna knows the past, present and future. So Krishna, he told that 50 lifetimes back, you were a hunter. And one day while hunting, you put a burning net on 100 baby birds. And they got burnt in that fire. And when their parents, they came to rescue them, they got blinded by that heavy fire and they got blind. So for that, you are repaying after 50 lifetimes. So Dhritarashtra, what he said, why after 50 lifetimes, not why not next life, immediately? So Krishna, he told, even to have one son, you have to have a big number of piety, credit, then only you get one son. So after 50 lifetimes, you had a piety of 100 sons. So in material world, many people, they don't understand how this law of karma is working. And because we tend to forget our past, many people, they can't understand how these are very subtle laws of karma. And we should know, for Krishna, the law of karma doesn't apply. Also, Krishna is above the three modes of material nature. Krishna is addressed by Arjuna as Achyuta. Achyuta means infallible. Different definitions are given. But for Krishna, we should know, even Krishna is killing any number of demons. Actually, the demons, they get benefited. So Krishna will not get any reaction for that. Then Krishna explains towards the end of this chapter, beware of lust and anger. And this lust is our eternal enemy. And how it is covered by different layers, that Krishna explains in the third chapter. Then fourth is called transcendental knowledge, Jnana Yoga. So initially Krishna explains how this knowledge comes in a parampara. First he explained to sun god, Vivashvan, then Manu, Ikshvaku, how it comes in a disciplic succession. So then Krishna explains that he is the goal of all paths and creator of Varnashrama. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam Maya Srishtam. So we should know, this Varnashram system is very scientific. Today's people may not accept, but it is a very, very scientific. Because today people, what they think, in material world, all this war, all these wars, people among people, there is a fight and other things, it is because of religion, what people think. But that is wrong. So whatever Krishna has done, it is purely scientific. And Varnashram also, in today's world also, it is existing in a subtle sense. And there are four kinds of people. One is teaching class, that is, they are as good as Brahmanas. The second class is warrior class, they are as good as Kshatriyas. Third is that those who are doing agriculture, cow protection, they are as good as Vaishyas. And the labor class, they are as good as Shudras. So one time one devotee was giving a good example, analogy. Like a train, what do you see? A train. So train, the engine. Engine has a headlight and engine, it is taking all the compartments, bogies, to one destination to other destination. So the engine is like a Brahmana. It is his duty to take other ashram varnas. So the warrior class, they are first, they usually travel in first class, Kshatriyas. Then we have a pantry in the train, so that is called Vaishya. And the second class, third class, whatever it is there, it is like for Shudras. So this way, the train, it is taking you to one destination to other destination. Also, the body of the Lord is compared to Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. So we should know that how this material world, Krishna explains that karma, and how the rain comes. Also, Krishna explains the rain, how the cycle of rain and many other things in the transcendental knowledge. Then comes our fifth chapter, action in Krishna consciousness, karma yoga. Also, it is entitled as action in Krishna consciousness, karma sannyasa yoga. So in this, there are 29 verses. So Krishna explains karma yoga is equal to but better than renouncing work. Then how to perform karma yoga. Then Krishna explains relationship between soul, super soul and the nature. Then in the end, Krishna explains liberation through focusing one's consciousness on the super soul. So Krishna explains 529, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshram Suhud Sarva Dehinam Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. That Krishna is the well-wisher of all living entities. And how a God-realized person, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavya Astini. So when one comes to a higher level of understanding, he can understand how all the living entities, they are undergoing different species of life because of their previous karma. So then sixth chapter is entitled as Dhyana Yoga. So again, this is divided into five parts. So Yoga Ruruksha and Yoga Root practice. How one can gradually elevate from Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. Then stages in yoga practice. Krishna explains different stages. Then perfection of yoga, realization of Krishna as the super soul. So yogi naam api sarvesham mad gaten antaratmana. Krishna explains who is the topmost yogi. And also Krishna explains, Arjuna had one question, what is the destination of an unsuccessful yogi? What will be his destination? So Krishna explains that in three categories he explains that if one lives, comes to bhakti path, and if he has lot many desires, so he will be elevated to some heavenly planets where he can enjoy his whatever worldly delights. Then second, he is born in an aristocratic family, and third, he is born in the family of Vaishnavas. That way he gets again a chance to perform his further devotional service. And Krishna, he explains who is the topmost yogi, who is always meditating on Krishna within the heart. So this is a sixth chapter, is called Dhyana Yoga. So now we come to the second part. So here what we see, this part is called central, the middle part is called Bhakti Yoga, from chapter 7 to 12. So chapter 7 is entitled as Knowledge of the Absolute. The 8th is Attaining the Supreme. The 9th is the Topmost Confidential Knowledge. 10th is the opulence of the absolute. The 11th is the universal form. And 12th is devotional service. These are the titles. So now, 7th chapter, Vijnana Yoga. In material world, Vijnana means science. So in material world, what we are seeing, all these phenomena, people, what they think it is happening naturally. But there is someone behind. So Krishna explains, knowing Krishna in full by hearing about him. What we see, that what Prabhupada gave most of the lectures in Bhagavad Gita, they are on 7.1. Krishna explains, hear from him. He is telling Arjuna. Then knowing Krishna as the source of both material and spiritual energies. What we see in the creation, whatever creation is taking place, in the creation, either it is a material or spiritual, so it is completely controlled by Krishna. And this is what we say, material creation. And if we see the complete spiritual creation, so among all the creation, so Krishna has like 6 different kinds of incarnations. And the first set of incarnations, they are called Purusha Avatar, 3 Vishnus, Mahavishnu, Gardakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and through them all these material universes they are created. Again from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Brahma is born. Then Brahma creates these 16 universal different universes. Then he is the secondary creator. So Brahma is creating 84 lakh species of life, but we should know he is the secondary creator. He is not the primary. Then the 3 modes of material nature, they are controlled by Krishna. Daivi Esha Gunamaya Mama Maya Durattaya. Krishna explains, this material nature is very difficult to overcome. And further Krishna explains how 4 types of people they surrender and how 4 they don't surrender. That also Krishna explains further. Then demigod worshippers and impersonalist whose surrender is misplaced. Then further Krishna explains the bewilderment of the living entity and his freedom through knowledge of Krishna. And what we see in material world, more or less, unless one gets purified, he can't understand Lord Krishna. So some vibhutis are explained in this chapter. And also Krishna explains in the 7th chapter that he knows the past, the present, and what is going to happen in the future. Material world, what we see more or less, today's world, people predict so many things, but nothing comes true. But Krishna as a Paramatma, he is seated in everyone's heart, he is all pervading, omniscient, omnipresent. So he knows what is what. So now 8th chapter, Krishna explains Taraka Brahma Yoga, that is attaining the Supreme. How we can attain the Supreme Lord. So initially Krishna, he is answering Arjuna's question. And Krishna explains that one's consciousness, it carries to one person to the next body. And Prabhupada gives the example of Bharat Maharaj. And also Prabhupada writes, in material world, all these species of life, they are different consciousness created by us. And this consciousness, they will be taking us to next body. In 13th chapter, it will come again. Krishna explains, Karanam Guna Sangasya Sad Asad Yonisu Janmasu. Also he explains, Urdham Gacchanti Satvastha Madde Tishtanti Rajasa Ado Gacchanti Tamasa. So what we see, it is very important, what is our consciousness? Yamyam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Tejante Ante Kalevram Tam Tam Yaviti Kaunteya Sada Tad Bhava Bhavita. So material world, what we see today, it is mentioned that in one day, our mind, we get 10,000 thoughts in a day. And what we are thinking, our thoughts will create our next body. Our thoughts, they are going to create our next body. So we have to be very careful. So in South America, again, there is a saying, there are 2 dogs, some they say wolves, they are seated in our heart. So now it depends which dog or wolf you feed the most. So material world also, now where we associate more with mundane things or spiritual things. So that will be the weightage. So in olden time there is to be a scale. So in one side they put the weight and one side they put the item. Nowadays there are electronic. The material world is changing. But now our weightage, that will carry us to our next destination. Then Krishna explains Yoga Mishra Bhakti. Then pure devotional service. In the 8th chapter, Krishna explains Ananya Bhakti. Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smriti Nityasaha Tasyaham Sulabha Parth. Then further Krishna explains that material world and spiritual world. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, wherever you go in the material world, you will have to come back again. Maam Upetaya Tu Kaunteya Punarjanmanda Vidyate. So among the 700 verses, there are as many as 30 verses in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna explains about his abode. Yadgatvana Nivartante Taddhama Paramamama. So then in the end Krishna explains the supremacy of devotion in attaining the Supreme Lord. How devotional service prevails over other things. So then 9th chapter is called the most confidential knowledge, Raj Guhya Yoga. So now Krishna explains the qualification and disqualification about hearing about him. Then Krishna's inconceivable relationship with material world, Krishna explains. Then non-worshippers and demigod worshippers. Then comparing demigod worshippers and devotees. Yanti Deva Vrta Devan Pitrin Yanti Pitravata. Also further Krishna explains the glories of directly worshipping Krishna. And Krishna also explains how his devotees, they are not fallen. And also Krishna explains how he carries for his pure devotees, how he fulfills their all desires. And the most important verse, also this verse, many Prabhupada disciples, they say, oftentimes Prabhupada said, this is a very important verse. What is 9.34? And you can, one can explain. Manmana Madbhakto Madhyaji Mahamunamaskur. So many devotees, they explain this also. Many times Prabhupada said, this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita, this verse. So now what we see in the 10th chapter, this is called Vibhuti Yoga. So this is divided into 4 parts. And Krishna almost, he explains about, anyone knows how many Vibhutis Krishna has explained in the 10th chapter? Total number? Okay, you can guess. So what we see, Krishna is the origin of everything, from all the sages to demigods. So Krishna in the beginning explains, neither the demigods nor the sages, they know me. So because I am the creator of these demigods and the sages. And also in the 10th chapter, the Chatushloki, the verses they come, 10.8 to 11. Then Krishna, Arjuna further what he does, he accepts Krishna, not on his own concoction. He explains how Asita, Devala, Vyasa, how they accept Krishna as the Supreme. And further Krishna, as per Arjuna's request, Krishna reveals all his different opulences. What we see. So there are more than 60 opulences of Krishna. What Krishna explains, what is the need of this? This is just fraction of my all the vibhutis. So in that what we see, Krishna's different energies, from the ocean to sun, from the mountains, so many things Krishna explains, among the charioteers, among the cows, so many examples Krishna is giving. So how his opulence is all pervading. So this is a 10th chapter, it is called Vibhuti Yoga. Then we go to 11th chapter, Universal Form, because it's called Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. So Arjuna, he wanted to see Krishna's universal form. And anyone can explain how many forms Krishna showed in universal form? When he showed his universal form, that is a complete form, universal form. There are unlimited bodies, all the demigods emanating from his body, and all material phenomena. Also, Krishna showed Arjuna one is Kala Rupa. What you see in the bottom, Krishna explains that I have come here in the form of a Kala. I am going to devour all except you five Pandavas on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, Kala Rupa means which is going to destroy everything. Also, ultimately what we see, Krishna explains, Sudurdarsham, that my two-handed form, it is very, very difficult to see. No, everyone doesn't get the opportunity to see Krishna's two-handed form. That is very rare. So then Krishna explains that just become an instrument. Because Krishna, what we see, this Mahabharata war, it was Krishna's desire. And Krishna knows, it is mentioned in Mahabharata, that Mahabharata war was like a big ocean, and all the warriors on the Kaurava side, they were like big sharks, and Arjuna was like a small fish. And Krishna, just by Krishna's mercy, he could cross the ocean. It is mentioned during the battle, the one end of the battlefield to the next end, it is to be 36 miles, the other end. So if we see on a practical level, for Arjuna to kill all these big, big warriors, it was impossible in one sense. Practically, because Krishna knew what to do, when to do, how to do. So Krishna was the main key person. He knew what action to take, perform on which person, and how to put that person in what kind of situation. So only Krishna can do, because he is seated in everyone's heart, and he knows which situation is good and which situation is bad. So there's one nice pastime. It is mentioned that Arjuna became little puffed up after the war when Krishna and Arjuna, they came back on the last day of the war. So every day Krishna used to get down first. So what happened? So that day Krishna, he told Arjuna that you get down first. Arjuna was insisting, Krishna, you get down. Krishna said, no, you get down first. There is some reason behind. So what happened? So when Arjuna got down, immediately Krishna also got down, and the chariot went into flames. And before that, Hanumanji also went away. So Arjuna was taken back. If Krishna could have got down first, then I could have gone into flames. So because Krishna was holding all that energies which were fired by different astras by different warriors like Karna and Bhishma Dev. So here what we see, Krishna's this one form is called Kala Rupa, and material world, the time is also called Kala Rupa. Time is consuming everything. In the Niti Shastra it is mentioned that it is very difficult to overcome the time. So there is one king called Bharturhari. He glorifies time. He explains that I offer my pranam to time, that time subdues everyone from big, big kings. So what he explains, in the material world, in the past, bygone ages, there were kings, they had so many palaces, nice queens, armies, treasuries. Where are they? Everything is gone. Now everything is ground level. So material world, he explains, Kalai Tasmai Nama. He offers praise to Kal, the energy of the Lord. So only pure devotees can see Krishna's two-armed form. That we should understand. Then, devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. So this chapter is divided into three parts. A Bhakti or impersonalism, progressive stages of devotion, and qualities that endear one to Krishna. Krishna explains that how one can become dear to him. So the last 8 verses from 13 to 20, so there are many qualities, qualifications. Even if we want to go to Krishna's abode, there are certain qualifications required. So if we read that, we can understand. Then we come to now, because we are just left with 10 minutes now. So the third part is called Jnana Yoga. So third part, there are again 6 chapters. So the chapter 13 is entitled Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness. Then 14th is the three modes of material nature. 15th, the yoga of the Supreme Person. 16th, the divine and demoniac natures. Then 7th is the division of faith. Then 18th, conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. So here what we see, nature, enjoyer and consciousness. This is called Kshetra, Kshetragya. The process of knowledge. And what we see in material world, Krishna explains 13.22 that Karanam Guna Sangasya. Because whatever, there is a saying in English, if you want to know who you are, tell me who your friends are. So I can explain very nicely, yes, what kind of a person you are. So also material nature, like in India, this automobile industries, they don't give you what kind of car you want. But if in America, there are certain companies, Ford Motors or other companies, so you have to tell what kind of a car you want, with a kitchen, bar, bathroom, bedroom, whatever it is, snooker. So they will make a car like that car for you. So material nature, what he will do? So according to the consciousness, what you are carrying. So the prakriti, so it is mentioned that according to the consciousness of a person, see, it will put him in the womb of a mother. So then we'll have that kind of body. So here what we see, although Krishna is seated in our heart and constantly he is our guide, but as long as the living entity doesn't look at Krishna, doesn't follow his order, he will be always entangled in the material nature. And these are the set of activities what we do in the material world. All species of life, from morning, afternoon, evening. So morning is goodness, afternoon is passion, and evening is ignorance. And what we see, what is happening, especially in the human society, from procreation to birth, samskaras, food, eating, drinks, bringing up, playing, association, education, schooling, training, whatever we do, yajna, dana, tapa, faith, religion, dwelling, marriages, living, thinking, literatures, places, movies, dramas. So these are all things. These are all done in three modes of material nature. So according to one's consciousness, a person does all these things. Even death, Krishna explains, it is in three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. So now, three modes. So now you can guess, what is this guy? He looks like confused. He is in ignorance. Conditioning of the three modes. So what we see from morning till the night one goes to bed, almost we are being bombarded by three modes of material nature. And constantly we are undergoing our mind. Whatever our mind is telling, we do the mind setting. So one who is in the mode of passion, his activities will be like this. And one is in the mode of goodness, he will be very sober, very happy. So such a person is Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. He has elevated himself from these three modes. And also Krishna explains that one who is in the mode of goodness, he will go to a higher planetary system. One who is in the mode of passion, he will be in the material world born again. And those who are in the mode of ignorance, they will go to down to three modes, especially lower species of life. So Krishna explains characteristics, action and death in three modes. This is also very important. And what we see in material world, more or less, people, whatever they are doing, they are more or less, they are engrossed in these three modes of material nature. And now this is about the 16th chapter. This has come slide little before, I will explain later on. So 15th chapter, Purushottama Yoga. So Krishna explains how to become detached from the material world and how we are transmigrating in different species of life. Again, Krishna explains that according to one's consciousness, also Padma Puran, there is a mention how from lower species we are elevating to higher species. That is called transmigration. And Krishna is the maintainer. So you see, among all the living species, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Krishna explains, Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. So morning you see so many birds, they are going in different direction. Who's guiding them? Where they will get the food for the day? Practically all the living entities, what they are in a remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. More or less it comes from Krishna. And in the last 5 verses there is a summary of Vedanta Sutra. How Krishna as a Purushottam, he is to be understood. This is called Purushottam Yoga. And initially there is a mention how this material nature is so much complicated and one how one has to detach himself with the sword of knowledge, how one has to come out of this material nature. Then comes 16th chapter, Divine and Demoniac Natures. So anyone knows how many divine qualities Krishna explains Arjuna, that you are born in with divine qualities? Anyone knows how many divine qualities Krishna explains in 13th chapter? 26 divine qualities. So then Krishna explains about the demoniac qualities, that then demonic nature. Demonic nature means thinking, feeling and willing. So in material world what we see, demonic person. So this is the one clip of this thing, hell. How a person leaves the body, how he is taken to the hell. Many people sometimes feel, oh, this is all imagination, mythology. But it is truth. And many people sometimes when they are like near death experience, out of body experience, many people they explain how they were taken to a different place, whatever it is. And in one practical sense, this is a video made by Buddhist people, how a person when he leaves this body, how he is being taken to Yamraj. Will not go much detail. So he has to undergo lot much suffering. That is mentioned in Mahabharata. So this is Yamraj. So the person is brought before Yamraj and Chitragupta. There is also Chitragupta here. So Chitragupta will give him all complete outline about the person. This person, what kind of life he lived. So he remembers. So it is mentioned that whatever sinful activities we perform during our life, that we remember towards the death. Shankaracharya explains, Balavastha Krida Asakta, Uddhavastha Tarunaya Asakta, Vriddhavastha Chinta Magna. And when a person is about to die, especially sinful person, so he is always Chinta Magna. It's too much in, so much complicated. His mindset is very complicated. So such a person is sent by Yamraj according to his then results of demonic activities and choices of elevation or degradation. So this one what you see, Krishna explains in the Uddhava Gita 11th chapter, whatever pure fame is possessed by the famous and whatever praiseworthy qualities are found in the virtuous are destroyed by even a small amount of greed. Just as one's attractive physical beauty is driven by a trace of white leprosy, in earning, attainment, increase, protection, expense, loss, and enjoyment of wealth, all men experience greater labor, great labor, fear, anxiety, and delusion. So there are 15 drawbacks, bad qualities of having money. Now in recent time, India people, not many people, they are experiencing that. So what are these 15 things? Theft, violence, speaking lies, duplicity, lust, anger, perplexity, pride, the dangers caused by women, gambling and intoxication are the 15 undesirable qualities that contaminate men because of greed for wealth. Although these qualities are undesirable, men falsely ascribe value to them. One desiring to achieve the real benefit of life should therefore remain aloof from undesirable material wealth. So presently many people are learning this lesson. So now comes 17th chapter, Divisions of Faith. So that is also divided into three parts: Shraddha, Treya Yoga, in goodness, passion, ignorance. So the faith, worship, food. Krishna also explains three kinds of food. Food in the mode of goodness, how it affects our consciousness, how it nurtures our body, increases our duration of life. Food in the mode of passion, it is a it decreases our life, it makes us sick. And food in the mode of ignorance, how it is a worst thing. So that Krishna explains also food in three modes. Then sacrifice, austerities and charity in three modes. And then ultimately Krishna explains that chanting Om Tat Sat purifies the activities. So the 18th chapter is more or less what we see. 18th chapter is called Perfection of Renunciation, Moksha Yoga. So this is again divided into 8 parts. There are 78 verses in this. More or less Krishna, whatever he has told in the beginning, all these other chapters, he more or less again concludes. So here what we see, Karma Yoga, superiority of working in devotion or renunciation of work. Jnana Yoga, again the modes of nature. Worshipping Krishna through one's work, from Jnana Yoga to pure devotion service. Then surrender to Krishna. So what Sanjay explains to Dhritarashtra in the end, the last verse, 1878, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, there will be opulence, victory, morality and yeah. So that is what Sanjay explains, how in the when Krishna won and Krishna is taking one side, Krishna will be always on the side of Dharma. So this chapter basically Krishna is giving again whatever is being told in a summary form. So this is called Moksha Yoga. So I tried to put it in a small compact form. So anyone wants to comment anything or any question, we'll take question. Anyone has any question? Yeah, yes, yes.
Thank you for this wonderful systematic presentation. Since today is Gita Jayanti, what would be from the out of your heart, what would be the Bhagavad Gita message today for us in one sentence?
Yes, that's 9:34. Of course, Sarva Dharman Paritajam, it is there in the last chapter. But if we do according to Krishna's instruction, Yad Karoshi Yad Asnasi. So most of the places what we see, Krishna explains that whatever we do for Krishna. So when we do, take the shelter of the spiritual master, so Prabhupada gives one analogy in the 10th chapter that the spiritual master is like a postman. So when we follow his instruction, a letter when it is put in the post box, it will reach the destination. So similarly, a disciple when he is surrendered to the spiritual master and when he follows his instruction, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadam, so ultimately he is going to attain the destination. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, ये रूपे ब्रह्मांड भ्रमिते कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसादे पाए भक्ति लता बीज. सो बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर वन गेट्स द लॉर्ड कृष्ण. सो वन हैज टू फॉलो द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. सो दैट वे दिस इन दैट वन सेंस वी कैन व्हेन वी फॉलो द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर सो वी आर फॉलोइंग लॉर्ड कृष्ण. Thank you. Any other comment?
Yeah, can we pray for me? It's a good attempt.
Good attempt.
It's a good attempt from your part.
Yeah, so basically, many people, they don't have time. So, where we go for preaching. So, like, this is like a kitchen. One who is working every day in the kitchen, he knows. Like even Prabhupada told that this Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures I am writing for all of you to read, not for selling. Selling is the secondary duty. So our movement is called, anyone knows what is our movement called? Kitchen religion. But our business is book distribution also. It is not that if you are distributing book, you should know what is there in the book. What is there. So when you go to the kitchen, if you don't know anything, you can't cook the food. You should know what is kept where. So also when we teach Bhagavad Gita, we should be knowing what is there in what chapter. So like Prabhupada gives the example of a lawyer. So lawyer can quote from different cases. So similarly, so Bhagavad Gita is ABC of our spiritual this thing, and we should know complete in and out of Bhagavad Gita. So then we can preach effectively. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai. Hare Krishna.